Music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going home.
Good evening to all listeners. Thank you for tuning into Spirit 88.3 FM. This is Eben. It's always a privilege to come your way this evening. I'll be with you from now till 9 p.m. And I have something interesting to talk about this evening. Lady Pastor LP Hetty, she's out of town. She's in a conference in Accra. So she couldn't join tonight. But we are still talking about the parenting from another angle. Then God willing, next week we'll continue with the series that we are on. But this one is extremely important, what I'm going to talk about this evening. Extremely important. It borders not only on parents per se, but all of us Christians, because there is a shift that many are not aware of, and it's important we talk about it this evening. So tune in, stay tuned in to the end, and we'll be talking about it. Let me start with a few news items, and then we'll get into it. That's the focus of my discussion this evening. The last news item is the foundation of the whole discussion. And it's interesting that even that news item didn't get much international attention, though it's so important. In the Christian circles, I've just heard one prophet talk about it in Ghana. That's the interesting thing. When it comes to end time issues, a lot of people are really not too interested. A lot of people are not able to connect the dots. And sometimes, the effort that you have to put in to really make sense of some of the news and all that relative to Bible prophecy and all. So oftentimes, very few people are really interested in these things. But we'll talk about it this evening on this program. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Eben. Greetings to listeners wherever they are, all over the world, online and all. So let me start with this news item first. Then we move on. We are starting off from Nigeria. And the Nigeria issue, this headline says, Christians fend off radical Fulanis as armed attacks increase in Nigeria. I've been thinking about this question. Should the church or the Christians in these communities in Nigeria be armed? Because this news item gives a different story. When they are armed, they are able to repel the attacks. Should the Christians be armed in the insurgency in Nigeria and all that? This news. Okay, let me just read the news and then we talk. Fulani attacks on Christians in Nigeria were partially thwarted with rare resistance over the weekend, and a kidnapped priest was released. Whilst coordinated assaults in Kogi and Plateau states took the lives of at least 34 people last week, Fulani assailants were partially turned away in Kaduna and Plateau states, though there were some casualties. According to Truth Nigeria reports, in Kogi State, Fulani assailants on May 5th struck a dede outside Oganegu in Kedina County, killing three people and burning homes and farms, according to Truth Nigeria. On May 9th, Fulani terrorists attacked Ochipu in Basa County, killing five people. These attacks, plus others on homes in Plateau State, left at least 33 civilians and one police officer dead, among 21 others wounded, and according to the report. In southern Kaduna State, however, advanced intelligence enabled residents and vigilantes in three villages to repel planned attacks by suspected Fulani ethnic militia on May 10th, reported by The Truth Nigeria, which is operated by the US-based missions group equipping the persecuted. The coordinated response forced the armed group threatening to attack Maro, Audu, and Ugwan, Sharo Maro villages and others to retreat, according to the outlet. And this is the question. So should they be armed? Should the church be armed? You know, in the US, in recent times, when churches started having armed attacks in the U.S., like U.S. shooting issues and all that, a number of churches now have armed members, like legally licensed armed members, ushers who are armed and all, to repel or to, you know, be a first gap to stop these attacks. And last year or so, there was one incident where an attacker went to a church in the U.S. and there was a gunman, someone who had a gun and was able to stop the attacker. So, I mean, when you look at this whole Nigerian issue, they've seen the church or the Christian communities as weaklings, I mean, weak spots. So they can just do what they want to do freely and go. This report that I just read is one incident of the people deciding to protect themselves, and they were able to repel the attacks. And last year, I remember one Nigerian pastor saying this, that it's time the Southern Church considers helping the Northern Churches to defend themselves. Some opposed, some agreed, but, you know, it didn't really, that discussion fizzled out. But, you know, it gets to a point where you really have to bring out the discussion in the real perspectives. And I believe this news item is one of such that should cause a lot of discussion around this issue. I mean, you are listening. Okay, what's your opinion? What do you think? Should the church be armed, the Christian communities, should they arm themselves to defend and repel these attacks? You can send me your message. My personal line is also 0244-638-757. And then to the studio, 1-054-6898-888. So you can send an SMS or WhatsApp, my line, or to the studio line. Then we have this item that says that pastor convicted for preaching John 3:16 in public. Dark day for Christian freedom. And this is in Ireland. So, Northern Ireland. A retired pastor has been found guilty of breaching an abortion clinic's safe access zone after he preached a sermon on John 3:16. Pastor Cleve Johnston, 78, was found guilty by a district judge at a hearing at Coleraine Magistrates Court in Northern Ireland on Thursday. He has been convicted of two charges under the Abortion Services that Safe Access Zones Act after he held an open-air service on the fringes of the buffer zone outside Causeway Hospital in Coleraine in July 2024. The grandfather of seven faces a criminal record and thousands of pounds in fines, according to the Christian Institute, which has been supporting this case. Pastor Johnston, the former president of Christian Association, the Association of Baptist Churches in Ireland, is now weighing up his legal options and is expected to appeal. Commenting on the verdict, he denied harassing anyone and called his conviction a dark day for Christian freedom. "We held a small open-air Sunday service near a hospital. We made no reference whatsoever to the issue of abortion, and yet the buffer zone law is so broad that holding a Sunday service has been found to be a criminal offense. And at 78 years of age, I find myself for the first time convicted of a crime," he said. He continued, "If someone is out there causing trouble, stirring up violence, harassing, or verbally attacking people, then absolutely go ahead and prosecute them. But I wasn't doing any of those things as the police video shows and as in everyone involved in this case accepts. But that is it. That's the UK that has become what it is now. Christianity is under attack. This whole Christianity thing, the way it's being attacked now, is very unfortunate. And more of these cases keep happening. All right, then the last news item. Pentagon releases initial batch of declassified files detailing UFOs. So the Pentagon on Friday released what it says are never seen. This was last week, not this Friday, last week Friday rather. The Pentagon on Friday released what it says are never before seen files of UFOs after President Donald Trump directed the agency to do so earlier this year. So the UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and I'm going to talk about it. And the batch of files outlines various investigations of reported sightings of unidentified aerial phenomenon, which is also UAP. So we have the UFOs and then the UAPs. That span decades. The American people can now access the federal government's declassified UAP files instantly, the department wrote on X, referring to unidentified anomalous phenomena, a modern term for UFOs. The latest UAP videos, photos, and original source documents from across the entire United States government are all in one place. No clearance required. The Defense Department said it will be releasing new materials on a rolling basis as they are discovered and declassified, with tranches posted every few weeks. The Pentagon said some of the materials were previously released by the FBI, but the versions made public Friday, had fewer redactions. This was the case with a large FBI file containing hundreds of pages describing eyewitness testimonies and public records according to UFOs between 1947 and 1968. Other files were made public Friday containing much more recent observances. The files, including internal military memos describing one possible small UAP in Iraq in 2022, as well as multiple glares of lights from an unknown origin observed in Syria in 2024. U.S. troops were stationed in Iraq and Syria during that time as part of ongoing operations against ISIS. There are also recent reports from U.S. troops in United Arab Emirates and Greece. So why must this be important to believers and Christians? You know, there's one thing that Jesus spoke strongly about in his end time episodes, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, in which, often called like the Olivet Discourse, in which he, in Matthew 24, he spoke in Matthew 24, 4, 5, 11, 24. These places he spoke about deception. We should beware of deception. Actually, deception is the only thing that he repeated in that discussion relative to the end times. Deception was the only topic that he repeated it more than once. And that should give us the seriousness of understanding that clearly that must be a major thing for him to talk about, because in the end time, deception is going to be the foundation upon which the Antichrist, the whole system, the deception that the devil is going to play out, is what is going to be the major issue. And the UFO thing, first and foremost, they call it aliens and all those things. These are demons. I was very glad when recently the U.S., J.D. Vance, the vice president of U.S., said it clearly that they are demons. And that's the fact. They are demons. These are not aliens, something they make it look like, oh, extraterrestrial beings, these are demons coming in those forms. So as Christians, let's get it as it is. We shouldn't be even surprised as Christians in the sense that there are demons in the second heavens. So is this same, these powers, these demonic powers out there who come in this form? So the issue is the fact that, you see, it's increasing. The rates at which they are being cited is increasing. And I'm not a prophet, but I can tell you that it's going to increase even more. The sightings of UFOs is going to increase more across the world. We are going to get to a point where it's going to be so strong that it will be a common discussion. Already, I mean, years back, I remember watching one pastor talk about this, that, you know, there is this secret project that is being worked on. I think projects, is it Blue Beam? Something, I've forgotten the name. In which they are planning to, you know, when the rapture happens, their excuse will be, oh, it is aliens that came to abduct the people, blah, 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 and all that. So, you know, already there are movies like that where aliens, come and abduct people from the earth. So, you see, when the rapture happens, that would be a nice excuse, of course. It's like, well, even there are movies about it before it happened. So, it's not any Jesus thing. I mean, they will really rubbish it and make it sound like it's a scientific thing that has happened, alien invasion and alien abduction, whatever. But then, that's one aspect of it. But the fundamental thing is, the more this thing increases, the more they are going to, in terms of like, the more these UFO sightings and all that increases, the more they are going to undermine the biblical stance of Christianity, where they are going to undermine the fact that this whole Bible thing is old school, is, you know, let's get rid of it and get modern, things have changed. They will come up with, you know, alien stories that would undermine the Bible stories that we know, because it will be such that people will believe it, that yes, indeed, these are real. They will start having, actually, they are physical beings, alien beings, physical bodies that the U.S. government, these are classified information. I hope eventually they will be declassifying all these things, where they have bodies, they've captured bodies and all. They have aliens that have come, physical bodies that were captured and all these things. So eventually we are going to get to the point where things will be so normal that to accept it as part of, oh, extraterrestrial beings, aliens from another planet, and they will come with stories. You see, and technology is evolving very fast with internet and everything, as we know. So it will be such that their stories will begin to conflict with the Bible as we know. They will start to give back history and give their versions of historical fact, biblical historical fact, give their version of it, which will undermine what we know in the Bible. And society would believe this because it's like, well, these are the people we are seeing and they are saying this. You know, one of the challenges we are going to have is that already they are saying, oh, the Bible is just a book, fiction, whatever, as some say. So when you have these extra beings coming, and now they start making claims to undermine the Bible as we know, the people who are already championing this anti-Bible campaign, we said it. And these are spiritual, these are beings that have come, and they are telling us they've been around for hundreds of years. So if they say this, we should believe it. You know, these are the times we are entering. But the reason why I want to talk about this specifically from the parenting aspect as well is that parents, as well as we adults and all, but not only parents, but parents also have a greater responsibility now to ensure And okay, pastors, church leaders, Sunday school, whichever, I mean, group listening, we should see it as a major critical mission to ensure we let our children know the word inside out, not just on the surface. Because we are getting into the season where if the child is not well grounded in the word of God, and these alien stories start flying around, they would believe that because they will see that as more real than the Bible, which is historical. Well, they didn't see Jesus. You said Jesus, but they've not seen any Jesus. They didn't see any Moses. They didn't see any. So if now aliens start coming, and which of course they are demons, as I'm saying, and they come with their version of history, oh, that this is what happened, and they were there, and this and this and that, and they are being interviewed on TV, and we are seeing it all over the internet, and it's trending and all that, their message would undermine the word of God. At that point, it is those who are well grounded in the word of God who can still stand and believe what they've believed in. Because, you see, now, you see, when the Bible says many will depart from the faith, the love of many will grow cold. You know, when we hear these things, sometimes we think it's not possible. But these are unfortunate Bible prophecies, which sometimes I feel very worried when I read these verses. Many will be deceived. The love of many will grow cold. And, you know, the key word is even many. And many means many. So majority will believe these stories. Majority will believe the deception that will come. The false Christ that they will be projecting and all these things are going to come. But you see, when we know that this is what is ahead, when you see it, you will not be deceived. Let me read one interesting verse, for instance. Matthew 24, verse 24. I'm reading 24:24. It says that, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders." Not just signs and wonders, but great signs and wonders. "Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." You know, this week I was thinking about this verse. One thing the Holy Spirit drew my attention to is we are getting to the time where if you are the type who is just moved by signs and wonders and miracles, you are in trouble. Because there are people who just, they are just deceived by signs and wonders. So the fact that they see a sign and a wonder and a miracle, hey, that means it must be God. This verse warns us because we are going to see serious signs and wonders which are not from God. It's not God inspired. It's not the Holy Spirit. Nothing to do with God. But there are going to be great signs and wonders. Not long ago, a pastor in Nigeria said something that the Lord gave him, a serious dream about the times ahead. And what he showed him was like he was in a place, I'm paraphrasing, he was in a place and like it was in the end time. I mean, things were a bit rough and all. And he, to prove that he's a man of God, he said he was going to perform a miracle, like, and all that. And the people started laughing. That's what miracle? Like, to pray for somebody to be healed. Because now the technology is there. They can also, so whichever miracle, people seeing and people hearing, now there's the means to do it. So they can also do it. So these are not miracles, that moves them again. Because now technology has evolved that they're able to do these things. They can even do greater things. People can walk, they can do it easily. So the miracle that he thought was like something, a sign that would really show the power of God, they were virtually mocking him because it's like now they can also do the same thing. And this is what, you see, this is where we are getting to. And this is what Jesus was talking about, that we are going to see things which is like, and those who are not very strong, will now begin to question that, but if human beings and technology can do these things, then why do we need God? Already people are saying it. But we are getting to the point where it's going to be at such a high level that people will begin to even wonder and question the need for God. Then we don't need God if these things are happening. If human beings can do this, human beings can restore sight, can let people, cripples, walk, can let the deaf hear, all these major miracles which we classified as major happening in crusades and all that. Now it's a common occurrence in hospitals and everywhere. People begin to now say that, but then, you see, this is where we need to be well grounded in our faith, because if we don't really establish ourselves so well in the knowledge of the word and in what we believe in, we are going to hear and see things that if we are not careful, and this is what Jesus said, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect, if we are not careful, will be deceived. Because we will see things which will be so amazing. So amazing that it's like, wow, this must be God. But yet it's not God. You see, so these alien invasions are going to increase. We are going to see them more and more. For now, it's in more of the Western world, America and a few, one or two places. But it will be, because the deception is going to be worldwide, we'll be seeing it all over. We'll be seeing some in Ghana. We'll be seeing, you see it and see that, no, this one is not, this is not normal. This is clearly from somewhere else. And when now they start showing themselves physically and they allow themselves to be filmed on camera, and now they start granting interviews and they start saying wild things, where now they get people to believe in them. Mind you, this generation that we are in has been psychologically prepared towards these things by the type of movies and video games all through the years we've been in. So this sci-fi, scientific fiction, it's like the world has been psychologically prepared towards it. So when these things begin to show up, the Gen Zs and the Gen whatever alphas and all, people, they would embrace it because this is what they've been talked about. They've been exposed to already in the video games. They've been watching movies. They've been watching series. And now the things that they've been seeing and dreaming about, wearing t-shirts about, having their school bags about, now they are seeing it in real life. You think they will not believe it and stop the Jesus they are following? This is where we are headed. You see, so it's a very serious issue that is beginning to unfold. The more we hear about these UFOs and UAPs and all that, the more people's minds are going to be tuned towards believing that it is true. These are indeed extraterrestrial beings. Yes, they are coming from somewhere else, but they are demons that are coming to deceive. These are not like something that is for the good of humanity. No, they are coming to deceive us. Eventually, the ultimate aim is deception. That's the bottom line. I mean, it doesn't matter the signs and wonders that we see them perform. It doesn't matter the wonders that they would, whatever they would do. Eventually, the aim is to deceive humanity. To the point where now, the true word of God will seem like a fiction. And rather is the truth. Because something that is real, you are seeing it, it's more realistic than the one that you have to believe by faith. This is the challenge that we are going to face in the few years, in the times ahead. So it's our duty to ensure, pastors have to ensure that, you know, people are just not shallow, but they get to really understand and experience God at a real level where people know God for themselves. Because if you don't know God for yourself, and these occurrences begin to become more manifested in our time and more real and all over the news with internet, trending, everything, it will look like, oh, you are old school, but you are still believing that Jesus then. Now, this is, I mean, that's how people will ridicule the faith. It will look like, wow, you are still believing that storybook called the Bible that you are holding. We are believing real things we are seeing. These are the real things now. That's what, you see, that it will look so real to people because, indeed, they are seeing it. They are seeing the spaceships. They are seeing the whatever. Now, because they will now, see, for now, they just more of show themselves and then show them, vanish, appear, vanish, and all that. But as the times get closer and their mission gets closer and closer, they will really manifest and let people see them. They will not hide. It will not just like come and run away and move. They will come, interact with humans, and eventually, this is where the deception would take root. You know, one of the videos they've declassified in which a U.S. fighter jet fired a missile to the UAP, the object, like a flying saucer, whatever thing. The missile hit it, and it repelled the missile. I mean, it shows the type of device this whole thing is. I mean, the type of whatever it is, material, that a missile can hit it and it will repel it. Like, it couldn't affect it. And the sightings of it has been happening. There are people, I have a friend in California, when she moved there earlier, when she told me that even I was in the kitchen, I looked out the window and I saw a spaceship just moving. The lights, and then, you know, people, there are people who are seeing these things, and this, some of these recordings and all that, that they've started releasing with pictures and videos and all that. So people are seeing it, but it's more of short. They see it and then it vanishes. They see it and then shoom, it just moves and all. But a time is coming where you see it and it will come and land somewhere, and people, you see them. We've seen it in movies and movies and movies. Eventually, they will make it real. To the point where now people will believe whatever they say. So when they come with a story that is contrary to the word of God, people would rather believe what they are saying than the word of God, because this is real. They see somebody coming from another planet, whatever, and it's like it's saying that, oh, we were there when the creation was, we were there when this, we were there, and this is the actual story. This is what happened. This is that whole Jesus story is not true. Rather, this is, when they come and say these things, people will believe it, because they are seeing a strange being telling them history, which to them is like, yes, we'll connect with this one than believe by faith what the word of God says. This is the season we are entering. This is the season we are entering. And it's important we fortify ourselves well for parents to let our children know the word, because, you know, they are playing the games, the alien games, this extra, terrestrial things, you know, Batman, all this flying in the sky, all these movies and cartoons and all. I mean, just look at the cartoons, the number of cartoons that are of this alien space things. So the children and the teenagers and the youth, this generation has been psychologically prepared to accept these things when now they become real. So now, a child who was brought up in Sunday school but is not well grounded in the word of God, has been playing these games alongside and all, now sees an alien, and the alien says, yes, I've come to visit humanity, I'm this, and that child is likely to rather follow that, whatever the alien says, believe in it, than the Bible stories he was hearing in Sunday school. Because now there's something that is more real that he can associate with. This is the challenge that is about to confront us. So this evening, this episode is to create an awareness of how serious it is that we should realign back to the Word of God, the foundation of the Word of God itself, knowing what we believe in, knowing God for ourselves. Because if we don't lay that right foundation, something else will erode it, and we believe anything that will come. Strange things are going to come. Oh, yes. You know, it's important because if we don't disabuse our minds that signs and wonders, strange things that you are going to see, shouldn't be moved by it. Because there are some who, as soon as they see those things, strange miracles, signs and wonders, they will follow whoever is doing it. Whether the person is doing it with a good spirit or not, they don't care. It's all about he has done a miracle. So we should get to the point where we are not moved by miracles. If we see a miracle, it doesn't move us. Of course, it doesn't mean that if God has done something, we shouldn't recognize and thank God for it. That's not what I'm saying. But we shouldn't be the type of people who we see strange miracles, strange signs and wonders, and immediately, because of that, we change what we believe in. We shouldn't let these signs and wonders, great signs and wonders that are going to come, we shouldn't let these things sway us from our faith, from following God, believing in God, into believing in some extra terrestrial beings or some other demonic empowered people who will be doing these things in the name of Satan and all. We shouldn't. Because if you are moved, so easily moved by miracles, then you see anything, you will just believe it. Because the whole essence of deception is to lay a foundation that will cause you to believe what you are being told. And that's why miracles, signs and wonders is a very powerful tool. So if they are also able to do great ones, now they are going to compete for their souls. Because it's like, if you do it, you can do some. If we are doing miracles, which we can do some. So it's like, you know, when Moses went to Egypt, the initial miracles he did, put the his stick down, turned to a snake. Pharaoh's magicians also did. You know, so there's a point where the demonic world can also do miracles as a way of trying to match or counter the one that is spirit-inspired. But the shallow ones, those who are not strong, who just believe anything they see and anything they hear, will fall for it. This is the time to build our faith. This is the time to build our faith, because we are entering a season in which strange things are going to begin to occur. Oh yes, strange things. And if we are not well structured and grounded in the word, we'll be deceived. I'll be back after this song. A beautiful song by Twila Parry. And I like this song. This is no time for fear. This is a time for faith and determination. Don't lose the vision here, carried away by emotion. Hold on to all that you hide in your heart. There's one thing that has always been true. It holds the world together. God is in control. We believe that His children will not be forsaken. God is in control. We will choose to remember and never be shaken. There is no power above or beside Him. We know God is in control. Oh, God is in control. History marches on. There is a bottom line drawn across the ages. Culture can make its plan. Oh, but the line never changes. No matter how the deception may fly, there is one thing that has always been true. It will be true forever. God is in control. He has never let us down. Why start to worry now? He is still the Lord of all we see, and He is still the loving Father, watching over you and me, watching over you and over me, watching over everything, watching over you, watching over me. Every little sparrow, every little thing, every little thing. Oh, God is in control. We believe that His children will not be forsaken. God is in control. We will choose to remember and never be shaken. I mean, it's a beautiful set of lyrics that no matter how the deception may fly, we will not be deceived. No. I mean, this is how we should, you know, it's important the church gets a firm understanding of the times we are in to start preparing their people ahead of time. No, this is why we cannot be silent about some things. Because, you see, when you don't talk about something and people get to encounter it, that's where the deception will work on them, for those who are not well grounded. But when you lay the foundation that this is coming, this is how things will be, when indeed it comes, those who were given heads up cannot be deceived easily, because they know, they are aware. Psychologically, they are well grounded to know that this is the end result of this thing you are doing. This whole thing is meant to deceive me. And I won't allow myself to be deceived, because I know your plots. I know the end game. You see, so it's important we start laying this foundation. I mean, there's just the introduction later on. I mean, I'll be talking about these things a bit more with further details and all, because we need to equip ourselves as we go deeper into the end times. Because as for the deception, that's going to be the signature tune of the end times, deception. And if we are not well grounded, we'll be deceived easily. Because, you know, Matthew 24:24, that verse holds a serious message for the body of Christ. That if it were possible, I mean, that should give you the level of deception that will get to the point where even those, the elect, those who even are strongly grounded in the word, who believe in the word, who believe in Jesus, the strong ones, if even they are beginning to doubt and start questioning things, that hey, this thing, what if it's true? If they can get to that point where some may be thinking, should I or should I not? Should I believe or should I not believe it? Is this true or is it false? Then start questioning and wondering, maybe let me pray about it. And no, when this is how it's going to be. For Jesus to say that if it were possible, the very elect can be deceived, it means a lot. It means if the very elect can be deceived, if it were possible, then it means those who are not the shallow ones, yeah. No. They will fall early, because if the strong ones can, if it were possible, even they can be deceived, then what about those who are not strong? What about the lukewarm? What about the shallow Sunday-only Christians, or those who just read their Bibles once in a while, those who don't have the word in them? This week, a teacher friend says something that's so sad. Said he went to a dormitory. He's a teacher in a boarding school, one of the government schools. And he said in a dorm of about 30 people, only 2 people could quote John 3:16. And I said, oh, how? He said, yeah, Charlie, that's how it is. You know, things like, I mean, John 3:16, these are verses which years back, every child who goes to, it's like a standard primary school. These are common verses which, I mean, a child can easily just recite it because Sunday school or, I mean, they go to school worship, Wednesday worship. But this is secondary school, SHS. And a room of 33 people, only 2 can quote John 3:16. And I dare say that if you ask all these 33, how many are Christians? Majority will say they are Christians. And yet they can't quote John 3:16. Something is wrong. Parents have failed. I mean, if your child is in SHS and can't quote John 3:16, it means the parents have failed woefully in their mandate as parents. If they are Christian parents, they have failed. If the child is coming from a non-Christian home, that's understandable. But if the parents are Christians, and you see, per the Ghana's statistical survey and population census and all these data and all, majority are Christians. So of this room, 33 people, if you to probe further and ask how many are coming from Christian homes, majority will say yes, they are Christian, coming from Christian homes. It may even be possible that you have eldest son or a deacon's son and all that being part of it. But John 3:16, the fundamental verse which is so popular that it should be so easy for someone to just say it. Years back, it was so popular. Even non-believers can say it. But now, it tells you something is happening to our generation. It tells you there's a shift. The interest of people is shifting gradually. These children who can't even quote John 3:16, if they start seeing aliens in real life, physical, they start seeing aliens, they are playing video games, they are seeing aliens playing games, now they see them in person. Do you think they will not chase after these aliens and believe whatever religion they propose or whatever word they carry? Won't they believe it as the gospel truth? They would. Because to them, it's like this John 3:16 is just some old book somewhere. They said it's the word of God. You see, they don't connect with it. So they will rather connect with what they will see as real. You see, that's why if we don't transform our Christianity to the point where we experience God and we know God for ourselves, where we live a real life of Christ, like we experience Christ as a real thing. If we don't develop to that point where God is part of us, where we are deep in the Word, we know God for ourselves. If we don't get to that point, but we operate at the shallow level, I mean, when something else comes that is more real, it will undermine the faith of people who are shallow. That's how serious it is. It will undermine the faith of people who are shallow. Because people, you see, we are living in a generation that is, I mean, they want the eye to see things. That's why TikTok and Instagram and all these social media systems are working on the minds of people effectively, because this generation wants to see. They want to see video. They want to see things. And because psychologically they've been tuned to that point of seeing things, the seeing generation, they want to see, they want to see, they want to see. They will start seeing. And when they see, they will fall in love with it. Oh yes, they will fall in. I mean, look at how people are following so-called celebrities as their role models all over the place. And then now imagine we have some aliens come in the form of whichever way, Superman or Batman or any of those characters we've been seeing in cartoons comes in real life, and social media, CNN and all, they are showing it and interacting with people. We are not ready for what is coming, no. We are not ready for what is coming. We should see the seriousness of it and let our children know God at that real level. Yes, that's the only way to keep them away from falling away and being deceived. Because if they see Christianity as just some Bible story, something, I mean, if they don't experience God themselves, and it's just like my father's God, my father's religion, well, they say I should go to church, so I'm going. No. If we don't move from that position to the point where they themselves know God, it's not about my father's God or my mother's God. It's my God. I know God for myself. Like the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego type of scenario where they know God, that even if he doesn't come in for them, they are still ready to die. If we don't get our children to that point of knowing God for themselves, we may miss the mark. We may miss the mark. And that's where the seriousness of this issue is. Because Jesus has given us the forewarning that deception is going to be the underpinning force in the end time. Deception. I have a few messages. Someone says, okay, let me read some of them. Okay. Yeah. Mrs. Ampetrum says, but Eben, the Lord did not teach us that there is no self-defense like prayer. Yes, I agree. God have mercy. Then this one too says, good evening. Putting on the spiritual armor of God as well as putting on the physical armor in relation to the Nigerian attacks. Then Vic also says, the church should be armed. It's not a sin at all. You know, it's something which, I mean, they really have to look at it. When the American churches started arming their ashes, or like those churches where they have armed officers to take up the role of security when they come to church as well, those churches are secured. And the society is like that. American society is a gang culture. I mean, so in such a society, I really think it would be very wrong, or it would be, it would not be the best in their interest if they just ignore security. You know, it's just like a Christian having a security to guard their offices or their homes or their property or whatever. Security is security. And if the church is to really look at this whole thing well, you know, it's not that you are going out to attack the people. No, that's not what this whole thing. The church is not going out to fight. No, but the church is being wise to protect themselves. And I believe that is what the church should look at. I believe in that aspect. I believe in it, that being secured, having protection, having defense, like force, sort of, is something where the church is time the church looks at in the Northern Nigerian issue. Anyway, so yep. Okay, and I think I had, okay, the other messages, I'll respond to them. All right, so thank you for tuning in. This is Eben. This is recorded. It will be uploaded to spiritissues.info and then to a Telegram, to the Telegram group as well. So God willing, we'll be having LP Hetty, and then we'll continue with the parenting series that we are on. But I believe this insert of the discussion that I had today is quite a serious one, because we should not take it for granted the level of deception that the devil is scheming and is plotting and is planning. Yes, I mean, they know their season. They know the times we are in. And they've used the entertainment industry, Hollywood, and the video game companies and all. A lot of these people are agents. See, so they've played the game. They know how to psychologically prepare the minds of people. You know, this is something they call psychological operation, psyops. They've been doing it for years in many things. Just a quick example, for instance, you know, before Obama became president, they started releasing movies that had a black president as the president of America, a U.S. black president, psychologically preparing people to embrace and accept it. You see, so they use these things ahead of time, psychological operation, to prepare people's minds so that when the reality comes, it's not a surprise and a shock. People are ready to, they've seen it in movies. So now if they see it in reality, it's so easy for them to reconcile and like embrace it. So that's what they've been doing. Just look at the number of sci-fi, scientific fiction movies, the video games, all this, I mean, alien, and space things. There's a strategy for it. There's a reason for it. Preparing the minds of the generation to meet these things. All right. So thank you and good night. God bless you.